Shimmering calm had settled over the ford as noontide softened to early evening. Blue damselflies hovered over the river moss. Tiny winged insects flitted about in myriad patterns, whilst a trout made a half-hearted jump at a mayfly, which skimmed gracefully out of harm's way. A meadow-brown butterfly stretched its dun-hued wings, settling close to the golden fox's footpaw. Vizca was oblivious to the tranquil charms of the summer's day. Shielded by clumps of knotweed and hemlock, he lay watching the blood gullet from a short distance. There was no sign of movement from on board the vessel. Had he brought crew beasts with him, he would have sent them to investigate his apparently deserted ship. Several times since his arrival, he had flicked pebbles at the side of the craft, with no result. He rose slowly. There was nothing for it. He would have to board her and see for himself. Placing one paw cautiously in front of the other, he approached. Still no sound from the ship. Gripping one of the midship mooring lines, he pulled gently on it. The blood gullet drifted smoothly to the bank until it scraped bottom. Martin's sword blade clattered against the rail as he boarded. Vizca held his breath a moment, waiting for any reaction to the sound. There was none. Drawing the blade, he unhitched the mason chain from about his shoulders, calling in a voice barely above a whisper.
Ahoy there! Guards! Show yourselves!
Silently cursing himself that he could not recall the names of the two vermin he had left to watch his ship, he called out again, this time in a normal tone.
You slab-sided idlers! Where are you?
A startled wren darted off from the bow rope. Vizca whirled to face forward. He thought he saw the shadow flitting somewhere near the galley. The old smile which had given him his name, Longtooth, appeared on his face. It was the usual tale with crew vermin. Leave them alone for a while, and all they were interested in was sleeping and feeding their faces with grog and victuals. He tip-pawed toward the galley. The two guards, whatever their names were, would have to learn a harsh lesson for disobeying captain's orders. He was about to place his paw on the door latch when some inner instinct made him stop. If the ship's guards were in there, why had they not responded when he called? Perhaps they were asleep. But then, why were there no sounds of snoring or ragged breathing from within? There was a tiny crack in the door planking. The golden fox squinted his eye against it, peering in. Gorath had heard Vizca come aboard. The young badger stood facing the galley door, his pitchfork aiming squarely at it. He thought he heard his enemy's footpads approaching and readied himself. Then there was complete silence from outside. Nothing but a thin sliver of sunlight from a crack in the door playing on the floor in front of Gorath. Then it vanished. Alarm bells began ringing in the badger's head. He knew the fox was watching him through the crack. Without giving a second thought to the consequences, Gorath put all his muscle behind tongue, giving the pitchfork a ramming thrust as he roared,
"Eulalia!"
Vizca leapt to one side. He saw the twin metal prongs of the weapon come thundering through the shuddering timbers almost to their full length. The golden fox was an expert fighter, the most feared among the sea-raiding brethren. He saw the immediate chance and took it. Avoiding the prongs, he threw himself hard against the galley door, slamming it wide open. Gorath was thrown against the bulkhead, still gripping the pitchfork half-tight as it snapped, leaving him holding only the end piece. Vizca bounded in, flailing his mace and brandishing the sword. The advantage was all his in his battle to the death. He grinned wolfishly.
"I'll finish you this time, Stripehound, ha!"